counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, here we go again. Another countdown, another week. Welcome to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is in studio as well. And to put this out there, people are going to notice a stark difference in my voice because did you listen to the interviews?
No.
No, exactly. Listen to the interviews and then you're going to be like, my God, that guy sounds sick, because it was just after the weekend of a full weekend of doing announcing for the volleyball playoffs here at the university. So my voice was very hoise then. It's not as hoise now.
Now you sound pony.
The different levels.
That joke was only for you.
I liked it.
Sincere apologies to everyone else.
Your voice sounds pony. I like it. All right. So we are going to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do that every week. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, the magazine published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, by a fine crew of staff and volunteers. And you can go and check out the full national top 50, the 50 most played releases for the week ending this week, ending on Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. Amongst that, you can also find the submissions of over 30 campus community radio stations' own top 30 lists, as well as specialty charts for the genres of electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk, roots and blues, and some features, reviews and so much more. So be sure to go and check it out. It is once again earshot-online.com,
and you can find us online a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. In this program, we've got a big one lined up. Steven is with us for your music news. We're talking to hip-hop producer Eloquent in the program as well. A.A. Wallace, we were able to catch up with him and chat a little bit about his new release. And Brian's going to have your lowdown. There's so much in this program. It's insane.
It's exciting.
You're right, it is. But before we get to the countdown, lots of movement on the charts this week. Is there any
a moderate amount of change, I would say?
A moderate? It's not big. It's not as big as some of the weeks we've had.
No, it's a great week. We're going to listen to tons of great new Canadian albums. We have four new records, including a debut on this program from the week before. I was a pretty good guesser. I was 2 for 3 on my silent predictions. I don't think I even vocalized it because I'm more cautious than you are.
We talked about it, but I squeezed one out. I think.
Well, anyway, I was 2 for 3 and the third coming in at number 23. So some big movements from some debuts the week before, two of them coming into the show this week. And for at least this week, we say goodbye to a couple of records, including for number 16 to number 29, Cage the Elephant. For number 10 to number 36, Striker. 20 to 37, Autumn Still, but they've bounced in and out of our show, so hopefully we'll see them back again soon. And Psychic Pollution from number 19, and they're not in the top 50 this week.
All right. Well, we'll get to the countdown right now. Kick it off at number 20. Make our way up from there.
All right. At number 20, up from number 25, Tortoise has a new record out called The Catastrophist. It was on the show a couple of weeks back, and it's back into the program here with a track called Hot Coffee. No surprise to see a pretty high debut from the anticipated latest solo release from Sarah Neufeld called The Ridge. It debuts number 19, and you'll hear Where the Light Comes In and Bottom Feeder by Moss Lime. They're number 18, down from 12 with their late 2015 EP on Telephone Explosion called Zoo de Quebec.
All right, here's your number 20 this week. It's Tortoise. Hot Coffee is the song. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20. Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
Bottom feet out. friend again? Will you be my friend again? It was delicious, but I'm suspicious of that expensive parka. It just doesn't seem right.
That was Moss Lime with Bottom Feeder. That's a track from their 2015 EP, Zoo de Quebec, at number 18, last week at number 12. Debuting at number 19, the latest from Sarah Neufeld, The Ridge, with Where the Light Comes In. And we kicked it all off this week at number 20. Up for number 25, Tortoise. Their latest album is called The Catastrophist, and you heard Hot Coffee.
All right, we're going to take a break from the countdown. Head to the phone line. Stephen Karlick joining us again this week to give us our music news fix. Stephen, thanks for joining us once again.
Joining us. Again.
Sorry. Thanks for joining us again.
There, yeah, that's, I won't leave.
You just, you're always here. I feel like when I hang up the phone, you just wait for me to call again. You're in your office all week.
Oh, yeah. I just sleep here.
Yeah. Well, that's comforting for everyone to know, because that's why you have such great music news and it's all up to date, because you're just, you live there. This is your life.
That's all I do.
Well, we've got news to chat about, and we're going to kick things off with some really great news for fans of M83.
Yeah. He's releasing Junk, which is to say, which is to say that his long teased album, which he said would be released in 2016, now has some more specific details, including a name. That's right, it is called Junk, that will be released on April 8th, courtesy of Mute Records. The album marks M83's first studio full-length since 2011, when he dropped the double album Hurry Up, We're Dreaming. Speaking with Entertainment Weekly last year, Gonzalez had said that the upcoming new album was a, quote, very strong album with a lot of eclecticism, that said, quote, a lot of different genres that are not supposed to live together, but I tried to make them live together. The record is also said to have been inspired in part by 80s-era television shows, including Punky Brewster and Who's the Boss. And if you head to exclaim.ca, you can see the cover of it, and you'll see just what he means. I'll leave you guys to your own thoughts on that one. Do head to exclaim.ca and check it out. There is, of course, a track listing for Junk. Beck appears on the new album, as does Suzanne Sinfor. You can hear a new album track called Do It, Try It, which is the first song on the album, at exclaim.ca as well. He'll also be performing a bunch of dates this year, including ones in Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, not Toronto, but as part of Way Home Festival. So be sure to head to exclaim.ca and see all the dates there.
If the album is as entertaining as the cover is, I'm already thoroughly entertained. Like, it made me giggle when I saw it. So
I thought the lead single was kind of silly, and then I listened to it without watching the video, and I was like, oh no, it's actually kind of awesome. But the problem is, on YouTube, when you watch the video, it has a Yorkie, a dog, a Yorkshire Terrier, singing the lyrics as it goes, which can't help but make a song feel silly. So, but do check it out. It's a cool song.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll move along to another story here. This one, a little weird, a little strange. A record store owner finding lots of sealed vinyl records.
Yeah, this is really cool, actually. So a record store proprietor from Minnesota just discovered and purchased 100,000 mint condition and still sealed records in a Texas basement. As the Star Tribune reported, Sheely discovered the haul and purchased it all for close to $100,000 within 5 minutes of finding it. Because what turned out to happen is that there was a basement to this building that was originally a record store that shuttered in 1984, which meant that the store has basically been a time capsule for a bunch of overstock records, all sealed, all in the cardboard boxes that they were shipped in. And of course, it was a climate-controlled basement. So no one knows why it was there, but he's got sort of a humongous collection of sealed records from the likes of the Ramones, Ozzy Osbourne, Bob Marley, Prince, Husker Du, MC5, and a bunch of others. So it's a pretty crazy find, to be honest. And at the price he bought it for, each of those records he could sell for $1, and he would make his money back. He told the Star Tribune, quote, "It took everything I had to keep it together," end quote, while he was looking at the place. So kind of an interesting story.
It is, and what a haul to get out of that basement. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it would be one of those things where he went down and he was like, oh, I think I will take it.
Yes, I much like this property.
The upstairs especially.
Yeah, exactly. All right, one more story to chat about. And this, I saw this posted earlier this week, and this is foolish. I can't get over it. It'd be like if someone told me to change my last name. Poor Neil Young. I feel bad for him.
This is the dumbest story, but I had to include it. I'm sorry. I'll just read the headline. Petitioners demand Neil Young change his name to Neil Old. which is to say that apparently a change.org petition, all of our favorite website to get updates from, apparently started by a U.S. resident named Noah Landers, has called Young's last name a, quote, misnomer, considering the musician is now 70 years old. Quote, "The name Neil Young promises a certain youthfulness to the uninformed listener, and while his alto singing voice remains boyish, it has become a matter of false advertisement," Landers writes. "It's time for Shaky to face the facts. He's not a young man anymore, and every passing day makes his name more of a misnomer." So that's pretty brutal, but the Jokey campaign has yielded close to 150 signatures since going live, although I'm sure it's more by now. With some of the signees pointing out how, quote, oxymoronic Young's last name is, or simply writing, quote, he old. And as Barrie, Ontario resident Emily Matheson says, quote, "I'm signing because I'm an avid supporter of being overly literal."
Because that's exactly what they're doing. They're taking this quite literally. And you know what? You're only as old as you feel. Maybe he feels like a young, you know, 20 something year old guy still. Who knows?
And maybe I've never licked a car.
I wasn't going to make the joke, but I'm so glad you did. I'll leave it on that. We're going to get back to the charts. And when we come back in the next hour of the program, we are going to talk to Stephen Karlik, and maybe he will have licked a car by then. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
During here, Lamato, Sitting Still, number 17, is Chronicle of the Wasteland. We're going to kick off this set with Highway 64, followed by Made of Stone by Daughter, their latest album dropping two spots to 16. It's called Not to Disappear. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
What if I'm made of stone? Feeling is not a system. Nervous, I'm caught in a hole. Hoping I'm overthinking. I should be feeling more.
That was Made of Stone by Daughter. Their newest album is called Not to Disappear. It drops from number 14 to number 16. And sitting still at number 17, Montreal's Lamatos with Chronicle of the Wasteland. You heard Highway 64.
Canadian-based producer Eloquent released Less is More in December last year, and the album made a splash on the Earshot hip-hop charts, still sitting strong in the top 10. We caught up with Eloquent to chat. And Less is More is a mantra we hear all the time, and in this day and age, what did the title mean to you when you picked it for the album?
Personally, I often fall into the trap where I'm working on a song and I, you know, I never know when the song's finished, or, you know, sometimes you sort of keep adding things, and, you know, you keep doing more and more and more, and, but, you know, there's certainly, like, there's a point where it's, you know, to the detriment of the beat or the song itself, you know, and I guess being a producer, an important thing is knowing and understanding, you know, when, you know, when and where to draw that line. In terms, as far as less is more, I mean, just kind of going back to a lot of, like, a lot of the music that I personally listen to on a regular basis and whatnot, and a lot of my favorite songs are just really simple, or they're really kind of like taking a minimalist approach, and sometimes, you know, and sometimes that's more effective than, you know, trying to pile on and do too much. You know, just keep it simple, less is more. And when I was putting this project together, the whole philosophy behind it was, you know, I wanted to get back to kind of get back to my sampling roots, where, you know, you just kind of flip a sample and, you know, add some drums and, you know, you do a few things, but, you know, you're not there trying to, you know, I'm not there trying to be Quincy Jones, you know, just trying to keep it simple, to the point, and, you know, just let the simplicity shine through.
And when you create your music, specifically the 18 songs on this album, is it that music that you're listening to, the things that that are on your mind? Is that what is inspiring the songs that become the finished product?
Definitely. I mean the type of songs and like the music that I was listening to certainly inspired it. At least I was sort of at a point in my career where, you know, like I always try to have a story to tell and do something at least a little different, whether it's subtle or not, a little different on every project. And, you know, I'm figuring out how to, you know, how to compose music and do all of that. I mean, mind you, I come from a sample-based, you know, sort of system. That's how I learned how to make beats, and I'd kind of moved away from that over the years. And, you know, but through it all, you know, like, I'm still listening to, you know, classic 90s hip hop, and a lot of that was really, you know, like, the foundation of a lot of it was just kind of simplicity, just flipping samples. And I kind of just said, you know what, this is the kind of stuff that I was doing when I first started out and I first started to make a name for myself, and, you know, why not, you know? So that's kind of, I guess that's kind of what precipitated it all.
And I assume creating music doesn't stop for you, but is there any chance of a tour coming up? Are you doing any live shows to support this release?
Yeah, actually, I'm, I mean, not like a full-on, like, 30-city tour or nothing like that, but I'm heading out west for a few dates. Starting on the 9th, I'm going to be in Vancouver, followed by Edmonton and San Francisco, and then I'll be in Chicago and Atlanta later on in the month, and there's a bunch of other potentially a bunch of other shows following after, which I guess we'll see what happens. And I'm looking to head back overseas to Europe, so keeping fingers crossed, and, you know, just trying to keep busy.
And do you have any other projects on the go outside of your own work as a producer? Things can, you know, you can get busy with working with others as well. Are there any other projects that you're working on or things that are coming up in the future for you?
I'm always working on something, and, you know, in some way, shape, or form. You know, like, there's you know, there's a share of artists that I'm looking forward to working with. And, you know, I've just been sort of, I guess I've just been playing with some ideas and concepts of what I want to do for my next release, or releases, I should say. Kind of one of my general rules is that I never want to start or even complete a project until until, you know, I have something that I want to say, or I have a story that I want to tell, or a specific concept in mind. So, you know, I guess nothing that I'm prepared to announce, so to speak, but, you know, the important thing is I'm working, and, you know, something will be out soon enough.
For sure. Well, your music is great, and we look forward to whatever is to come next. Eloquent.com, that's ELAQUENT.com for more, and we're going to give you a track from the album right now. Eloquent, great to chat.
Great. Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
Stick around, more of the charts after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
She no longer lies. From what I can see.
it's the Earshot 20.
That was the Besnard Lakes. Their latest album is called A Coliseum Complex Museum, which is the funnest flowing title so far this year. And number 14 down from 9 was that new album, and you heard Nightingale. And Jason Collette with Little Sparrow from the record Song and Dance Man before that, number 15 down from 11. And we had a chat in there with Eloquent from Guelph, release from the artist's most recent album. You heard a track called Caramel.
For sure, it was a great to chat with him, and he is working on lots of great projects and doing some great things. So good album there. You can check that out online. Now, during the music news, won't take too long because we've got more music to get to, and this is a pretty packed hour of the program. But when we were talking in the music news with Stephen, we closed out the this hour of the music news with the story about the petition to get Neil Young to change his name to Neil Old because they think that it's misleading. And I was trying to think if there were any bands that are on the charts or groups that are on the charts.
I think we should get a petition for you to change your name.
To what?
I don't have a great idea, but maybe someone else does.
Well, like Stephen said, maybe I've never actually licked a car because it's Stephen Carlick. I agree.
I never thought about that. He probably got lots of awful jokes when he was in grade school.
In grade school. But like junior boys, maybe they should change to senior men. Now, because they're older. Yeah. Besnard Lakes, maybe.
You don't know what the word Besnard means. So
no, I don't.
Struggling. Me either.
Maybe I should have looked this up before I tried to do a bit on it. Anyway, we've got three more tracks.
Ty Siegel, Ty Eagle.
Or another bird.
Ty Pigeon.
But what's the opposite of Ty?
Bow tie. I don't know.
No, I don't know. That doesn't work. Anyway, we've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And the first hour of the countdown is done. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in the number 13 spot.
You're going to hear from Matt Anderson. His latest album is called Honest Man. It drops from 8 to 13. Here is Who Are You Listening To? I Just Told You.
Number 12.
black dream. I can't speak to it, but you hear me talk to myself again. White noise, a waste of time. Never thought that you would be mine. I do, I do.
Earshot 20
from their latest record is our that was Dive at number 11, up from 15 with Blue Boredom. Aiden Knight in between there with Black Dream from his latest release, Each Other. That's at 12 up from 18. And Matt Anderson dropping just a couple from number 8 to number 13 from the record Honest Man. You heard Who Are You Listening To?
Who Are You Listening To?
Earshot 20.
Well, there you go. Thank you for that. It is the Earshot 20. Brian Cleveland and myself, Anthony Ammon, in studio, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You can check out the website there. You can check us out online at Facebook, on Twitter, and our email is earshot20@gmail.com. Of course, the show is record and broadcast first out of Local 107.3 FM, our home station in St. John, New Brunswick, before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners, more than 25 of them to be exact. You can also listen to us online at radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes. Stick around, there is a lot more on the way in the next hour of the program, including the top 10, the lowdown, and so much more. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.